This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is Ramadan therapy number 22, dua number 22. This dua comes to us from Sunan al-Imam Abi Dawood. The hadith is guarded as sahih by contemporary and past scholars. Now, this is a powerful dua of the Prophet ﷺ. This dua is under the chapter of what to say when you've said your salam, after you finished your prayers. So one of the dua that you can make after your salah. And it's become a habit of mine and others to follow this tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's always been this misconception, do you make dua after salah? And of course the answer is yes, and there's a lot of evidence for this. Al-Imam Sheikh Ibn Jibreel rahmatullahi alayhi has actually got a book about the dua that you make after the salah. There's this misconception that scholars that come from the perspective of the madhhab of Imam Ahmad and others don't follow this tradition. In fact, it is something that is practiced, and it is from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that we elevate our dua in the form of dhikr and also in the form of petition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there is a need. This hadith is from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu wa arda. He says that when the Prophet when he would make his salam, kana yad'u, he would make this dua. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful dua. And I will include the text of it and the translation of it in the comments. There'll be a link to sunnah.com which has the dua for you to verify and follow up on your own. The Prophet ﷺ would say, and I recommend you say this not just after your salah, but any time that you feel that there's a need, something that you have. And this dua is from the Jawami' of the Prophet ﷺ. It's such a comprehensive dua as you will soon see. Prophet ﷺ would say, Rabbi a'inni wa la tu'in ali. Oh Allah, grant me your assistance and don't help others against me. Help me and don't let others be, help others against me. وَانْصُرْنِي وَلَا تَنْصُرْ عَلَيْ. Grant me victory and don't give victory to others over me. وَامْكُرْ لِي وَلَا تَمْكُرْ عَلَيْ. And oh Allah, I ask you to plan for me success and don't make a plan for others to be successful against me. وَهْدِنِي وَيَسِّرْ هُدَايَ إِلَيْ. Oh Allah, grant me guidance and make easy for me to be receptive and practicing of that guidance. Wala, and then he continues. He would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَسِّرْ هُدَايَ إِلَيْ وَانْصُرْنِي عَلَى مَنْ بَغَى عَلَيْ. Oh Allah, grant me ascendancy and conquest and ability and victory over the one who seeks to harm me. وَانْصُرْنِي عَلَى مَنْ بَغَى عَلَيْ, over the one who's wronged me. Allahumma ij'alni laka shakira. Oh Allah, make me from those who are thankful to you, who make shukr to you, oh Allah. Laka dhakira. Oh Allah, allow me to be one who makes dhikr of you, remembering often of you, oh Allah. Laka rahiba. Oh Allah, let me be one who has turned to you, devoted and in humiliation as one who has given his whole life towards you. Laka mitwa'a. Oh Allah, let me be one who is devoted in obedience to you, that whatever you ask me to do, ata'atuka mitwa'an, always in your obedience, oh Allah. Ilayka mukhbitan, ilayka muniba. Oh Allah, let me be from those who are humbled and cast down in their humility before you, oh Allah. Rabbi taqabbal tawbati. Oh my Lord, accept my return and repentance to you. وَغَسِلْ حَوْبَتِي. And oh Allah, wash away my sins from me. وَأَجِبْ دَعْوَتِي. Oh Allah, answer my dua. وَثَبِّتْ حُجَّتِي. And oh Allah, give me clear established evidence when I need to present my case. وَهْدِ قَلْبِي. Oh Allah, lead my heart to you. Guide my heart to that which is right. Make my intentions pure. وَسَدِّدْ لِسَانِي. Oh Allah, make my tongue straightforward and true. وَسْلُ الْسَخِيمَةَ قَلْبِي. And O Allah, draw out and remove from my heart any malice that I have towards others. Sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad. May Allah grant the choicest blessings upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This dua is from the Jawami', as I said, so comprehensive. رَبِّ أَعِنِّي وَلَا تَعِنْ عَلَيِّ. O Allah, grant me assistance and don't assist others against me. وَانْصُرْنِي وَلَا تَنْصُرْ عَلَيْهِ. Give me victory and salvation and don't give it others an ability to conquer me, O Allah. وَامْكُرْ لِي وَلَا تَمْكُرْ عَلَيْهِ. Plan for my success, O Allah. Allow me to see the plan of my success and what your ultimate plan is for me, O Allah. And don't make a plan for others to subdue me. وَهَدِنِي وَيَسِّرْ هُدَايِ. And O Allah, إِلَيْهِ. grant me guidance and make me willing to accept that guidance. وَانْصُرْنِي عَلَى مَنْ بَغَى عَلَيْهِ. O Allah, give me ascendancy and victory over the one who seeks to oppress me and wrong me, O Allah. اللهم اجعلني لك شاكرا لك ذاكرا لك راهبا لك مطواعا. O Allah, let me be from those who are thankful to you, O Allah, remembering of you, O Allah, devoted to you, O Allah, obedient to you, O Allah. إليك مخبتا إليك منيبا. O Allah, let me be from those who have given themselves in humility and penitence to you, O Allah. ربي تقبل توبتي. O Allah, accept my repentance. واغسل حوبتي. And O Allah, wash away my sins. وَأَجِبْ دَعْوَتِي. O Allah, answer my dua to you. وَثَبِّتْ حُجَّتِي. O Allah, give me a clear and established evidence when I need to show my case. وَهْدِ قَلْبِي. O Allah, lead my heart to you. وَسَدِّدْ لِسَانِي. And make my tongue straightforward and true. وَسْلُلْ سَخِيمَةَ قَلْبِي. And O Allah, let any malice be drawn out of my heart. Allahumma ameen. May Allah make this month a month of rahmah and therapy and healing for all of us. May Allah remove malice from our hearts, lead our heart to truthfulness and guidance of Allah. Make us from those who have clear established evidence and a burden of hujjah when it's necessary. And O Allah, answer our dua, wash away our sins. O Allah, make us from those who are devoted to you, penitent to you, humble to you, O Allah. Let us be from those who are turned to you in servitude and in worship and in remembrance and in thankfulness, O Allah. O Allah, give us victory against those who wrong us, O Allah. O Allah, guide us and guide our hearts to accept you and to be from those who follow the truth once we have heard it, O Allah. O Allah, make a plan for us and not a plan against us, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us assistance and victory and conquest. اللهم أعني ربي أعني ولا تعن علي. Oh Allah, assist me and don't assist others against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us this blessed month of Ramadan, this hadith of Imam Abi Dawood from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially after salah, are very important. May Allah make it a healing and a cure and a light and a guidance for us. Allahumma ameen. Your brother Yahya with another Ramadan therapy, a dua from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us its light on the day of judgment. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This was dua number 22 of Ramadan therapy.